coach Joe Paterno's successor was charged with sexually abusing 8 boys during a 15-year period. The grand jury's findings of the fact in the case read like a horror story, except the location wasn't some haunted mansion. It was Joe Paterno's hallowed halls. The reports charged that Sandusky assaulted children in Penn State locker room showers at Penn State bowl games and in his home the night before Penn State home games. This was written by Bill Plaschke from the Los Angeles Times. Dr. Braccio is on the other end of our line. Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services. It's time for Speaking Psychologically. John, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I must say, though, Tony, after having read this grand jury report and following it, like I think many people are, it's a pretty tragic situation and puts even the hardest of people, makes them go, ooh, that's a pretty horrible thing to do to young, vulnerable children.
All right. When talking at a guy, I mean, we could go on and on and on with commentary about how bad it was, but what kind of person does this?
Well, it's a person who wants power, probably has some anger, likes to develop a relationship with vulnerable people. Certainly in this case was presenting self as someone trying to help people in their raising money, helping disadvantaged children, people in need. And what he was doing, apparently with a number of them, was having hopelessly inappropriate sexual encounters and relationships. So the type of person that does that, in my estimation, is a really bad person, Tony. You can call it a distorted, confused, call it what you will, but in my book of the old Catholic sins, that would be a mortal sin, taking somebody that you can really destroy their life and the persons that they would encounter. They'd never really be an average, normal person.
All right. When we talk about the warning signs for this, they seem to have been there. We'll even take the instances out when Joe Paterno knew about this and said he contacted his superior. But there are things that we can look for when these type of predators make themselves available, correct?
Well, we can. The problem is there are a lot of marvelously wonderful people that do the same things that these people do, short of the sexual inappropriateness. I mean, these are people that often have a close relationship with the person. They know them well. The person confides in them. They do things for them. They take them places. And there are a lot of good people to do that, uncles, neighbors, friends, scout leaders. There are a lot of people, and maybe most, that develop relationships with young people, try to be good people, fathers too. I mean, you were talking about your children already on the show. I mean, this is part of life in a positive way. The trouble is this really poisons it for many people, because then parents are going to be really thinking, could this person be doing this to my child? And unfortunately, even if it's a small percent, that could be the case. So even if we know what they are, it's hard to generalize that that you can easily find one. Now, if you start hearing rumors or you start hearing things, because these tend to be serial, they do not tend to be just one person. Like in this case, there were certainly signs, there were statements being made not just with one person, but with various. So that's one of the keys. Are there statements being made? Are there innuendo? Are there whispers? Are this type thing? Because often when you unravel the predator, often it's a serial predator, and often there are people that did know that didn't do enough, and that certainly appears to be the case here, Tony.
All right, what do you do as a professional to help the victims of situations like this?
Well, I think in a case like this, you definitely need to have them be meeting with therapists that are experienced in dealing with this particular thing. You need to see family members that are involved in terms of coming in and really being supportive and being helpful. You need to let the person know that what they did inappropriate is certainly not something that they ought to be guilt-ridden the rest of their lives. These are young people taken advantage by people that are older, ought to know better, and often are in the guise of really helping. They need support. If they have religious beliefs, having the minister, having the priest, having someone there that can be supportive. And as a parent, uncle, cousin, relative, friend, you need to come in and start being helpful, build trust, and really revamp and set up that self-esteem so the person really feels good about self rather than moping around life and feeling horrible for having made self a victim.
Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.